Iran has announced it will no longer abide by any of the restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. The Islamic State dropped the last key restriction on the number of centrifuges under the nuclear deal. An official statement, it says the country's nuclear program will no longer embrace any practical restrictions. These include the level and purity of enrichment, the mass of enriched materials, and research and development activities. Iran added that it would re-embrace its nuclear commitments if sanctions are removed and its economic interests under the nuclear deal are secured. Tehran also said it will continue to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran started to drop its nuclear commitments in phases in May 2019 after the U.S. withdrew from the deal in 2018. The latest announcement comes after a U.S. airstrike that killed its top general Qassem Soleimani on Friday. The Iraqi parliament has called on the government to work to end all foreign troop presence. A resolution passed by a special session of parliament says the government should cancel its request for assistance from a U.S.-led coalition. Iraqi lawmakers held a special session after the U.S. killed Iranian military commander Qassem Soleimani and Iraqi militia leader Abdul Mahdi al-Mohandes. Since the killings, Shiite political leaders have called for U.S. troops to be expelled from Iraq. Around 5,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq, most of them in an advisory capacity, after the wars against Islamic State militants in 2014 and 2017. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed a suggestion that the people have lost faith in his leadership amid the ongoing bushfire crisis. Morrison says criticism of his handling of the bushfires will not stop him from getting on with the job at hand.
There's been a lot of commentary. There's been plenty of criticism. I've had the benefit of a lot of analysis on a lot of issues. But I can't be distracted by that. And the public, I know, are not distracted by that. What they need us to focus on, all of us, actually, all of us, focusing on the needs there in the communities and getting the support where it needs to go.
Meanwhile, Morrison has announced that 3,000 Australian Defence Force reservists will be deployed to help with the recovery from the blaze. He's also committed funds for the leasing of the firefighting aircraft from overseas for rescue efforts. The nationwide bushfires, which started in September, have so far killed two dozens of people and destroyed thousands of homes. A leftist challenger won Croatia's highly contested presidential election on Sunday, beating a conservative incumbent. The win by Zoran Milanovic marks a rare victory by a liberal in recent votes in Central Europe. With 99% of the vote counted, the former Croatian prime minister had 53%, while Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović had 47%. The result is a blow for the ruling conservatives, while Croatia holds the European Union's rotating presidency and before a parliamentary election later this year. Addressing his supporters, Milanovic sent a message of reconciliation and unity and promised he would be willing to work with any government in power. At least 5 people were killed and about 60 injured in a Pennsylvania turnpike crash early Sunday. The accident involved a tour bus, 3 tractor trailers, and a passenger vehicle. It led to a temporary shutdown of an 86-mile stretch on the toll highway that runs for 360 miles across Pennsylvania. The cause of the crash remains unclear at this point. Kenny Tanaka has extended her record as the world's oldest person. She celebrated her 117th birthday at a nursing home in Fukuoka in southern Japan on Sunday. Guinness World Records recognized Tanaka as the oldest living person last year.